Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with
yes.
Will Smith,
yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath
yes.
off,
yes.
Which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
I
right.
stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job
yeah.
with Will Smith
yes.
and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's radio, fourth day of unleavened bread. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. And we still in the fourth day of unleavened bread. We still in the regular Sabbath. The regular Sabbath day ends when the sun sets. See, the Bible time from sunset to sunset. So long as you see sun out there, you in the same day that you was in yesterday when you had the great big meal, went home and went to sleep, woke up, you still in the same day until the sun set. So you see how much time you did? And exactly what's going on when you line the Bible up. The Bible's time is different from man's time. When the sun set, when you see no more sun, that day is over with. We still in the regular Sabbath day, but we're still in the fourth day of unleavened bread. The regular Sabbath day still going on until the sunset. Once we finally get that down pat, and look how much you did since being the temple. You got a chance to eat them up, drink them up, go on, go to sleep, get up, go to the store, and you still in the same day. So that's what happened with Yahweh the Son. He started the day early. They sung songs early. They went to sleep early. They came and got him early. About when the morning came, they started beating him up in the morning. Then as it got toward the evening, about 3 o'clock, he gave up the breath. But it still was in the same day of Passover. So, like I said, again, see, right here. Listen. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize what it says in Ezekiel 33, verse 33, a seer is in the midst of you. And the seer's job is to direct you exactly what to do, how to do, according to the book. Right now, you're still in the same Sabbath day that you was in yesterday. The regular Sabbath day is still going on. Until you look out your window and see the sunset, the Sabbath day is still going on. So you see what you did? You ate good, you drank good, talked good, had a happy gathering good, went home, went to sleep, woke up, and you still in that same day. So you see how much time involved? Got that, keep it. So keep that in your mind. Man's time is 12:01. Yahweh's time is from evening to evening. Now we're going into now called the closing of the regular Sabbath day that we had yesterday. We're going into it now, the regular closing of the regular Sabbath, but we closing out the fourth day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Got it? Good. Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us for another episode. International side, we're going to peep and see what's going on the international side and see who all join us for the closing of the fourth day. I see on the computer closing of the third day. Well, you're on the closing of one of them. Closing of the third day, closing of the fourth day. I don't know what day you're under. That's why you got to have the right people around you to let you know where you're at. With a point that you know what's going on, because that's what it's all about. It takes a team to make this thing work in the bottom line. So a lot of time I might forget what days we on because I got a lot of responsibility on my hand. But one thing we do know, when the sun set, that is the end of the regular Sabbath that you attend yesterday in the six anointed camps. It's still going on, Sabbath day. It's coming to the closing of it. All right, let's go on the international side and do a little peeping to see what's going on. Peeping on the international side. And it reads, on the international side, all the slots are still. That's 195 international countries. What that message is saying, fear. The broadcast been on for over an hour. Well, I don't know. Well, if it's been on for over an hour, it's supposed to start at 7 o'clock. All right, I hear you, WCC. All right, let's see what's splashing now. We'll see what's splashing on the international side. 10484 on the international side. All right, good enough. So 102484 splashing on the international side. And what I'm hearing, an hour and a half already been gone already, so... but another hour and a half left on this broadcast. Okay, good. All right, let's see if you can find Ms. Pills and bring him in. Tell you who bring this broadcast. And this is the, it says third day, but whatever day you in, it's not over with until the sunset. When the sun set, this day is over with. Got it? Good. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Mr. Kibbs. Yahweh bid you that seed right here.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Well, Yahweh, Mr. Kibbs. Well, I found out that we the broadcast been on there since 6 o'clock. And I didn't know that. I thought it started at 7. But next time that happens, and you see that microphone open, get in that microphone and say something until the overseer can kind of get to the broadcast. All right. Going on around here, see what it says here again. 195 international countries in the room. 102-484-509 Clash. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into this large broadcast of 102,484 people that came to hear the words of Yahweh, which is a good thing. There's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahweh's word, and we receive it. And those of us with Yahweh in mind, we commend it and add unto it. And some listening cast the same words behind their back, which is not so good for others' learning. These are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen people like this just as much as I. These are the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason, not who sits to your left or to your right. That's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Generally, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. This is a normal Sabbath day from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of a normal Sabbath day is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you may see menu. Clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself and family in tune with the feast days throughout the year, such as what we're in now. You would know when they are, when they end, and when they're coming. So, for the live program, remember, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, this time in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, you'll find True Name Teachers. Click that as soon as it appears. And once you press the red live button, you'll be right into our online live broadcast. We have two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L, @gmail.com. This is also sold for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was to you. We also have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We generally use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 says, "Answer not before they have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But still, as you might imagine, there are those that are out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Let's see what 29 says. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." And also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer directly for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen before on previous programs, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered directly by one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. For those of you who don't take notes, you'll find out what that means shortly. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. Because of its start time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the program you will late log in into or any previous day you would like to listen. Also, another note for the listening members. We're making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, as you can imagine, each and every day that we have a broadcast, it's an exciting day for the Word of Yahuwah. And you find that nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's Word, which is always an increasing number. and those that commend it, add unto it, only following by those that listen to the same word, casting it behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy. Can you imagine that? Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, what a loss when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten we are only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever taken time to tell you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about what Yahweh the Son had said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So you have to remember that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because in the book of Matthew, we look at chapter 24, verse 36, says why? 36 say, "But at that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth. No man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So we begin to know that the Bible tells us as a man or woman, we are measured by our works, the things we think, say, and do. So we look at the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18. 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So we look again in the book of James after listening to that. We look at chapter 1, verse 25. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." So we can see there's a lot to learn from reading the Bible and a lot to be interpreted. That's why a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students, remember, he has to walk through the same door himself, because there are those that ask questions for learning, and they're pretty serious. They want to know Yahweh's words, like me. And those that ask just to see if you know or just to trip you up. That's why I say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, a teacher can gain experience by teaching. And why? Because he already knows. So at this particular time, we're going to receive some more teaching. I would suggest keep your Bibles open so we can all learn. At this time, I'll pass our programs back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, right. You're absolutely right. That's what it's all about. This is a teaching ministry, and we do come to aim for one thing. Is directly to the six anointed camps to get them on their feet, and but we can do what's written in this book, and that's how it's gonna be, no doubt about it. Remember, one thing, we're still in the third day of the feast, of the regular Sabbath day. See, remember one thing, when you're dealing with the Bible, you must line up with the Bible to be with the Bible. What I mean by that. The Sabbath day yesterday, it was the regular Sabbath day. But that same Sabbath is still going on right now. It don't stop. It's not over till the sunset. See the sunset. And look what all we have did. Look what all we have did. We have ate, drank, slept good, got up, went to the store, done this, and you still in the same day you was in yesterday. So you see how much time goes past. So when the sunset, then you change the numbers. When the when it's sunset. So right now you're still in the regular Sabbath day, but this also is unleavened bread. And you do unleavened bread for 7 days. So you got your unleavened bread craft in your hand? If you got your unleavened bread craft in your hand, make sure you eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Make sure you eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Now, the gathering, according to the Bible, will be Exodus 12, verse 118. On the first day of unleavened bread and the seventh day of unleavened bread. And all six anointed camps will be open for the but here's the point. Unleavened bread feast days and all the feast days, it's for really for you get to know your brothers and sisters, and that's why all the camps will be open. And just in case you want to, like I said, shoot the jab around or whatever, because that's what it's all about. It's a feast day that Yahweh be wanting his anointed members and those that know Yahweh to, you know, come by. Enter the sixth location. Come in. Bring a little meal. Sit down. Talk. Discuss things. Because that's how you get chance to bond together on these feast days. That's why they came all over the country on the feast days. And they bond with each other to find out how's the family doing. How many new little loved ones you've had since the last time I seen you. So don't take it seriously, but take it seriously on doing it. But understand one thing, it's a rejoice. On feast days, it's a rejoice. Drink them up, talk them up, relax them up. Find out who is your neighbor, and your neighbor is your brother of the children of Israel. Find out all that old good stuff in these days. And that's what Yahweh wants. He wants you to know your brother and your sisters. And the only way you can know your brothers and sisters, you have to put Yahweh first. And that's what the whole Leviticus 23rd is about. You got seven feast days, and one is called Atonement. That feast of Atonement, you don't eat nothing, but you still meet and greet. So you see, Ray, so Yahweh is lining that up for one reason. But you always have time to learn your brother and your sister. Because it tells you in the 11th chapter, where is that 11th? Let me read a verse. And then we'll go get the lines open. Let's talk about the help for a minute, too. In the book of Isaiah, this is what he says in Isaiah. And we got to rehearse the righteous act. In Isaiah 13, it tells us that in verse 15, everyone, 14, and it should be a chaste robe as a sheep that no man take it up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone unto his own land. See, you remember, like going to school, you have the fire drills. It don't be a real fire drill, but they rehearse that fire drill just in case of the fire drill. So this is what these feast days is all about. These feast days is to meet and greet your brother and sister and sit down, talk a little book, and talk about the family. Talk. That's how you bond together. And remember one thing. Now get back to your health. Now one thing about it. The feast days and every day, we should not have the problems that the world have with their body if we do it according to Yahweh's will. When you know every day you must shake that blood up in your body. Every day. Because if you let that blood sit and get thick all in your skin and your body, guess what's going to happen? Huh? You're going to feel tingling in your body, tingling in your leg, tingling in your feet. You got to shake that blood up. And all that starch food, you got to put that stuff down. Then once you get that 12-week detox out your way, where you drunk your juices and you done your exercise, you be and then you don't stop the aging process from within. The aging process start digressing, going back the other direction. And that's what you want, see, right? You want to go back the other direction. You don't want to keep on going the right side because you're going to start to get pain, pain, pain. You want to stop that pain. Go back another direction. How you do that? You keep your Yahuwah first. Number one, you do your exercise at 3 in the bed that it takes, and you hit that trampoline or that air stepper and shake your blood up. Take your 2 garlics and shake your blood up. Because anytime you're feeling sluggish, that means your body, your colon, your stomach, your organs inside, it's overworked. You don't supposed to feel sluggish. Oh, well, how you feel? Oh, I'm down on my back again. Because look what you're eating. You can't eat that starch food, cannot eat none of that stuff. It wasn't made for you. So if you can stay away from chicken, cow meat, rice, beans, starch food, put that down and go through the 12-week program and watch the dipping in your body. You won't be sluggish. You'll feel like I always want to bump into somebody. That's how good you feel. I'm trying to tell you. And you'll know it when you know it. All right, enough said on that. We're going to get what remaining time it is, because, like I said, again, we blew an hour and a half. I didn't know the broadcast came on at 6. But remember one thing. The rest of the week, it will be over. It come on at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. And remember, we're still in the same day we was in yesterday until the sun set. Now, look at all that what you have there. And you still in that same day, all that you did yesterday. You even went home to sleep. You got a lot of hours of sleep. Woke up, ate your oatmeal or whatever you did, and it's still in the same day. The day is not over until the sun set. Then it says the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the third day. When the sun set, you going off into the fourth day. You got it? Got it? Good. 6 and on the camp, you got it? Good. The fourth day, when you look out your window and you see no more sun, then that day that you was at the 6 and on the camps, now that day is officially over with when the sun set. All right, enough said on that. We're going to go get a little something in, and we're going to go see if we find Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll get a little something in. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say. Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahdai be with you, L.C. Roy.
L.C. Israel. L.C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Well, Yahdai, Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, we're going to see if we get a little something in. We got the time all a little whacked out, but that's okay. We'll get a little something in. How about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. We'll get a little something in that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Look at Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. You know, let's take a look at, you know, I was looking at the book of Adam and Eve, and I really looked at it real carefully and found out that Adam and Eve got the first and the second book in one book. It's already in the same book. Adam and Eve, first book and second book is in one book. I said, oh, okay. So now, we're going to go and take a look at the 19th chapter, the second book of Adam and Eve, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Some in the second book of Adam and Eve. We're going to look at the second book of Adam and Eve. We open up right there. And we'll look at 19 chapters of the second book of Adam and Eve, verse 1, 5. And we'll look at verse 8 and 9. Second book of Adam and Eve, so those that got the first book, just swing on over to the second book of Adam and Eve and line him up. First book, second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9:1-9. That's my final verdict. Top part of the... Still, we still off in the same day until the sun set. It's still the Sabbath day, a regular Sabbath day, but it's also the closing of the ending of the third day of the feast day. I thought it was the third day yesterday. Day four yesterday. I don't know. Third day, fourth day. I don't know. Okay, but that's okay. Go down. Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 19, verse 1. 5 and 9, you on the clock, Brother Yahya Israel, come on.
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 19, verse number 1, verse number 5, verse number 8, and verse number 9 reads. Second book of Adam and Eve, 19, verse 1. Then Yahweh revealed to him again the promise he had made to Adam, explained to him the 5,500 years. Revealed unto him the mystery of his coming upon the earth. Verse number 5. Therefore gave also many other commandments to Jared and blessed him, and then withdrew his word from him. Verse number 8. And Jared continued to teach his children 80 years. But after that they began to transgress the Torah instructions he had given them, to do many things without his counsel. They began to go down from the righteous mountain, one after another, to mix with the family of Cain in foul fellowship. Verse number 9. Now the reason for which the family of Jared went down the righteous mountain is this, that we will now reveal unto you.
Read verse 8 again, Brother Yahya Israel.
First book of Adam and Eve. Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 19, verse 8. And Jared continued to teach his family, children, 80 years, but after that they began to transgress the Torah instructions he had given them, and to do many things without his counsel. They began to go down from the righteous mountain one after another, and to mix with the family of Cain in foul fellowship.
And what did verse say again?
What verse was that?
What do 19 verse 5 say again?
19 verse 5. Yahweh gave also many other commandments to Jared and blessed him, and then withdrew his word from him.
See, one thing about the Almighty Yahweh, he don't change. If you don't know what Yahweh doing today, you look back at yesterday. He don't change on what he do. That's how he operates. So he gave that word to Jared to teach the children. It wasn't no such thing on children of Israel at this time, but these people was called, what was they called? They was called something there, Brother Yahya Israel. Let's see what these people was called. These people was called in the 20th chapter. They had a name on them. Let's see what these people was called right here. They had a name on them. They wasn't called Israelite, but it wasn't no Israelite. They was called in the 20th chapter, verse number 27. What were these people called?
The second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20:27 reads, and again adjured them, saying, I adjure you by the death of our father Adam, by the blood of Abel of Seth, and Enos of Canaan, now Mahalalel, to hearken to me and not to go down from this righteous mountain. For the moment you leave it, you will be rid of life and mercy, and you shall no longer be called the family of Yahweh, but the family of the devil.
Ain't that something? Let's see what the man just said. The man said, listen, Jared told the peoples of his day, this is on the left side of the flood, back up to verse number 26. Let's get a little bit more of that.
verse number 26. But when Jairus saw that they did not receive his words, he said unto them, O my good and innocent and righteous children, know that when once you go down from this righteous mountain, Yahweh will not allow you to return again to it.
See, Yahweh don't change how he do business in this book. If you want to know what Yahweh is doing today, look at yesterday. So these people right here, Yahweh spoke to Jerry. Jerry had to tell them exactly what the man's saying. He said, now listen, if you don't obey what I say, obey what I say, you is not going to be called the children of Yahweh, but you're going to be called the children of the devil. Ain't that? Now, Paul pulled that verse. Paul pulled that in the vision of Paul, verse 3. Now, see, this is what I'm saying. You got to know the precept Bible. See, well, you know, I don't know nothing about no vision of Paul. I don't know nothing about, you know, if he ain't gave it to you to know about this. He ain't going to allow you to precept these things unless you recognize the signs of the time. You know, who's supposed to open the door, and then you're supposed to follow. Let's see what Paul pulled that from right now. Now, Jared is on the left side of the flood. Now, Paul in the vision of Paul, verse 3, listen to what Paul say. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Read from the vision of Paul, verse number 3, and it reads, the vision of Paul, verse number 3. While I was in the body, in which I was snatched up to the third heaven, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, speak to the people until when you will you transgress, and eat sin upon sin. It's Yahweh who made you. You are the sons of Yahweh, doing the works of the devil.
Ain't that something? So Paul pull these verses. So, and now if we fast forward that and go all the way to the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew in 11:25. Listen to this. Listen to what Paul said at the great big southern Yahweh. He said, oh, the temple, made to the southern temple. Oh, please, go on, get on that bed and get that microphone. Let's see what he says in whatever I just said, whatever was, whatever I say, 11:25. Yeah, what do you say in 11:25 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 25 reads, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahweh and to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season.
What did Moses suffer with? The people of Yahweh. Now, these was the Israelites. But the children back there in Jared day wasn't no such thing as no Israelites. So you are people that have been distorted so bad that don't know that your history, Yahweh have always had it high for you. But when you transgress, you become like them, and you be a part of them, because when you don't understand who you are, and that's why it tells you in the book of Thomas, verse 3, look what it says in Thomas. So then it tells you in Thomas. So when you take Yahweh down the table lightly, you destroy yourself and everybody come in contact with you by not knowing who you are. See, if you got the title of being the children of Yahweh, that means responsibility on letting your light shine in Yahweh. And if you don't let your light shine in Yahweh, then how you become a children of Yahweh? You become a children of Satan. So now we go on to Thomas and look at verse 3 in Thomas. What do Thomas say?
The book of Thomas, verse number 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea. Then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahuwah. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Yeah. So that's the way it is. Now let's come back to the second book. We're gonna run back to the second book, Adam and Eve. And I wanna see what happened in the 21st chapter, verse 7 through 20. Let's look at the second book of Adam and Eve, verse 21, 7 through 12. Let's see what they say there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verse number 8 through 12.
We'll make it 7 through 12. We'll make it 7 through 12, that Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of, second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verse number 7 through 12 reads. Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verse number 7. Therefore, O my son, set your mind on your own self. Keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, which is with you. And when you go from this righteous mountain into a strange land which you know not, take with you the body of your our father Adam, and with it these three precious gifts, offering namely gold, incense, myrrh. And there shall be a place where the body of our father Adam shall lay. Verse number 8. And unto him of you who shall be left, O my son, shall the word of Yahuwah come. And when he goes out of this land, he shall take with him the body of our father Adam, and lay it in the middle of the earth, the place of which salvation shall be wrought. Verse number 9. Then Noah said unto him, who is he of us that shall be left? Verse number 10. Jared answered, there are he that shall be left. And you shall take the body of our father Adam from the cave, place it with thee in the ark, when the flood comes. Verse number 11. And your son Shem, who shall come out of your loins, he it is who shall lay the body of our father Adam in the middle of the earth, in the place where salvation shall come. Verse number 12. Then Jared turned to his son Enoch and said to him, you, my son, abide in this cave. Minister diligently before the body of our father Adam all the days of your life. Feed your people in righteousness and in innocence.
So he said, now you lay in that body in the middle of the earth. And that middle of the earth, we're not going to deal with that. But he said, in the middle of the earth is where salvation is going to come. Now, see, people that taught salvation is up in the way. But now we just find out that that Jared was told by Yahuwah, and told Shem gonna come out some bodies, that the salvation is gonna come from the middle of the earth. Now see, they knew that. See, we don't have a clue about anything. That's why it's so important about what he got written in Leviticus 23 is to take advantage of it. Take advantage of these 7 days at Leviticus 23, because Yahuwah always release information when you do the Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 1. It makes it plain that you got to remember what this man's saying. You got to put this man first when you know who you are. If you don't know who you are, every role works. Zephaniah 2:1 says what?
Look at Zephaniah 2 verse number 1 reads, Zephaniah chapter 2 verse number 1. Book of Zephaniah 2, verse 1. Gather yourself together. Ye gather together, O nation, not desired.
Gather yourself together, O nation, not desired. Gather yourself together. And that's what them Sabbath days is about. That's what them feast days is about. Gather yourself together, O nation, not desired. I know we read a verse a couple of days ago. Matter of fact, we'll read it again. Look what the man says in the book of Jubilees, chapter 49, 1 through 10. not only gather yourself together. This is what this man pay you to do on feast days. So leave the word out called Passover out. Just put in feast days right there. And let's see what this man says, 49 verse 1 through 10. Listen what he says in the 49th chapter of Jubilees 1 through 10. Listen to this.
The book of Jubilees, chapter 49, verse number 1 through 10 reads, Jubilee 49, verse number 1. Remember the Torah instructions which Yahweh commanded you concerning the Passover. If thou shouldest celebrate it in its season on the 14th of the first month, that thou shouldest kill it before it is evening, and that thou should eat it by night on the evening of the 15th from the time of the setting of the sun. Verse number 2. For on this night, the beginning of the feast and the beginning of the joy, ye were eating the Passover in Mizraim, Egypt, when all the powers of Satan had been let loose to slay all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the captive, maidservant, and the meal, and to the cattle. Verse number 3. And this is the sign which Yahweh gave them into every house, on the lintels of which they saw the blood of a lamb of the first year. To that house they should not enter to slay, but should pass by it, that all those who be saved that were in the house, because the sign of the blood was on its lintels. Verse number 4. The power of Yahweh did everything according to as Yahweh commanded them. They passed out all the family of Israel, and the plague came not upon them to destroy from among them any person, either of cattle, man, or dog. Verse number 5. The plague was very grievous in Egypt, and there was no house in Egypt where there was not one dead, weeping and lamentation. Verse number 6. Now Israel was eating the flesh of the Passover lamb and drinking the wine and was loading and blessing and giving thanks to Yahweh their father and was ready to go forth from under the yoke of Egypt from the evil bondage. Verse number 7. Remember thou this day all the days of your life and observe it from year to year, all the days of your life, once a year on this day, according to all the instructions thereof. Do not adjure it from day to day or from month to month. Verse number 8. For it is an eternal ordinance and engraved on the heavenly tablets regarding all the family of Israel that they shall observe it every year on this day, once a year, throughout their generation. There is no limit of days, for this is ordained forever. Verse number 9. And the man or woman who is free from uncleanness and does not come to observe it on occasion of its day, so as to bring an acceptable offering before Yahweh, to eat and to drink before Yahweh on the day of the feast, that man and woman who is clean, close at hand, will be cut off, because he offered not the oblation of Yahweh in its appointed season. He will take the guilt upon themselves. Verse number 10. Let the family of Israel come and observe the Passover on the day of its fixed time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evening from the third part of the day to the third part of the night, for two portions of the day are given to the light, third part to the evening.
What he's saying? He said, put some time in on them feast days. He said, you're not in that part of slavery no more. He said, when on feast days come up, put some time. He said, rev back some in and do like one of the brothers do in one of the six camps. He love to pat the bottle a little bit. He talks better when the bottle close to him, and he get a chance to pat it a little bit more. That's what I'm trying to tell you on these feast days, Steve Ray. You're supposed to go all out on Yahweh's feast days. You're supposed to have some time. Sit down. You ain't running. See, he wants you to sit down and ask the brothers, sisters next to you, how's your family doing? Is your plan on anything new coming up? What's going on with you? How's your life going? Have a minute. Sit down. Enjoy them feast days. happy, John Taylor. Enjoy them. Don't be in a, oh, well, I'm all, I'm. No. Grab back on the feast days. Find out what's going on. Keep the blessing of your mighty one over you. Put some time in on feast days. Then Yahweh will have the blessing for you. Like he said, read verse 6 and 10 again, that brother Yahweh Israel. Verse 6 and 10.
The book of Jubilees, chapter 49, verse number 6 and verse number 10 reads, Jubilee 49, verse 6. And all Israel was eating the flesh of the Passover lamb, and drinking the wine, and were loading and blessing, and giving thanks to Yahweh of their fathers, and was ready to go forth from under the yoke of Egypt from the evil bondage. Verse number 10, let the family of Israel come and observe the Passover on the day of its sixth time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evening, from the third part of the day to the third part of the night. For two portions of the day are given to light and a third part to the evening.
Mm-hmm. See, I really can make a meal out of them third parts, because remember one thing, see, right here. Them third parts is a precept, verse 3, 6, 9, 12, representing the children of Israel. That's all really on the timeline of the Bible anyway, 3, 6, 9, 12. And then when you read Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8 through 10, you see a third be cut off and two-thirds of what? The 3, 6, 9, 12. So you see, we can go at that all the way. Brother Yahweh Israel, we're going to close out right there for time's sake. We don't lost a whole lot of time. We'll close out right there if I'm get the mothers in, so we'll catch you back on tomorrow for some more of what we're doing right now, the Passover. Your closing statement, you're on the clock. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel. Seed Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh Israel, Sue Royal. Let's go back and grab Mr. Tibbs, get his final thoughts. And this third day now, the sun upset. Now this day have came to an end. Now you in the first day of the week. See, if you line up with the Bible, now you in the first day of the week right now. First day of the week, right now. When the sun set, now you just completed that day that when those that visited the six anointed camps, you ate them up, drank them up, danced them up, now went home, went to sleep, slept good, got up, went to the store. This day just now ended right here. Now you in the early part of the first day of the week. Now you in the early part of the first day of the week. From the Sabbath day, from Friday to Saturday. You just now, no, you completed it yesterday. You just finished that first day of the week. Now this is the first day of the week you just finished. That's right. Thank you there. Thank you, WCC. Listen to that. No, you finished that yesterday. Okay. All right, okay. But that day we did yesterday, you just now come to a close. When we closed out on the Sabbath day and became the first day of the week, the early part of the first day of the week, that first day of the week, it just now ends. See how much time I went past? The first day of the week just now came to a close. And look at all your compass. You left the six anointed camps on the early part of the first day of the week. Went home, made you some popcorn, sit there and read some Bible, and watched that little one-eyed saving a little bit. Went to sleep. All right? Got up. Went to the store. Got back on the radio. Guess what? that day now is just now closed. So now you in the early part of the next day. Early part, right there. You're in the early part of the next day. The evening starts at his time. See, as long as we keep doing it 12:01 time, with the Bible open, you're going to be confused. But if you do the Bible time, you're going to understand that the Bible time is totally different from man's time. So now you just now in the early part of the next day. Just now. All right, I'm going to bring Mr. Tibbs in and get his final thoughts. And we'll bring the mothers in. We'll go in for the close. Mr. Tibbs, you back on the clock for your final thoughts and the closing of the prior day. You're on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC?
Once again, can you hear me?
Sir.
Okay. It's always good to be 5x5. Thank you for bringing me back into the nice broadcast. And Yahweh bless you once again, Brother C. Israel. And we welcome and thank all of you thus far for continuing to listen to another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words. Connecting the books, as you've been seeing us do. Your health, your foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And this is information that you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., normally when there's not a feast of weeks, a feast day. We're open from 6 to 9. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We don't have a class usually on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The normal top part of Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of a normal Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again, until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address for the listening members to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. Now, one of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of the other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, still you'll see choices, choose tithes and offerings, and follow the same instructions as you did in previous use. Now, doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and a land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is the Write Your Written Opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few verses in the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man, a woman among you, seem to be religious, and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman, religion is vain." But as we begin to find out, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say, call during a program announcement, or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even thoughts of having running just a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York station, the stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is the Live Conference Room. It's 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. International number, as I previously had mentioned before. You can call and leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered again by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program that you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're making it known that we're making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording or any particular program for any particular day or number of days. Just call the international line to order whatever you desire, any few days or any single day. So at this time, we want to ask you to continue to keep your Bibles open. Continue to learn the words of Yahuwah. We have to look in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7. 7 says, "Remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face follows, considering the end of their conversation." So at this time, we're going to pass our program back to our seer Israel and let the conversation of Yahuwah continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Steve. That's right. Well, that's what it's all about. And that's what today is all about. Remember, all six locations is open. All the six locations is open because remember one thing on these feast days. This is where you're supposed to set your schedule around them. Have time. Sit down. You know, meet your brother. Understand who your sisters is. Understand about their family. Are you your brother's keepers? Yes. And that's why it's so important on these feast days and on Sabbath days to have a minute to sit down and, you know, and read back. Now, drinking is only on the Sabbath days, not on the feast days. Now, we don't do no drinking on regular. No. Only when Yahuwah tell us to do that. So that's when they're drinking. So it's not every Sabbath day. Nobody's been on work like that. On time, some drinking going on. It's when the feast days. All right. Good enough on that. Remember one thing. Right now, we open to the next feast day of unleavened bread. So we go and find the mothers and bring them in. Matter of fact, we'll bring in both of them at the same time because, like I said again, time is, we're behind in time all over the place. So let's even go find Mother E. And we'll find Mother D up Israel. We'll bring both of them in and get it going on. You can find Mother E. One thing about it, when you meet the mothers out of Camp One, but allow voice you say, Mother E, Mother Z. Yahuwah be with you there, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Mother Z too. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mother DF Israel. Mother DF Israel. Yahuwah be with you there, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, we don't lost a lot of time, so we just going to see can we piggyback and get a through shots in here from this point on. Mother E. Israel. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Backed up with Mother D.F. Israel in Isaiah 37, 31, and 32. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Mother D.F. Israel, back to back, Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32. I'm ready. On the clock.
Isaiah chapter
1,
verse 9 and 13. Verse 9, except the Yahuwah of hosts has lifted up us a very small remnant, we should have been as Solomon, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Verse 10, hear the word of the Yahuwah, you rulers of Solomon. Give ear unto the Torah instruction of our Yahuwah, you people of Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm. Mama dear.
Isaiah chapter 37, verses 1 and 2. And it came
Isaiah
to pass.
Isaiah 37. Hold on. I'll tell you what, since you said 1 and 2, you must got some precept working with it. But I said 31 and 32, but since you get three, one, and two, evidently you must got some on your mind. Let's see what you're working with. Isaiah 1 and 2. Then we'll skip down to 31 and 32. Let's see what you're working with. You must be working with seven. Isaiah 37, 1 and 2. Then skip down to 31 and 32. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 37, 1 and 2, and 31 and 32. All right.
Man.
And it came to pass when the king Hezekiah heard it that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the temple of Yahuwah. Verse 2. And he sent who was over the household and Shebana, the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth unto Isaiah the seer, the son of Amos, 31.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and
hold on. Before you read 31, y'all got something on that or something? Y'all got something? Y'all got something on that 1 and 2? Y'all got something? Or we going to move on? Which one is it?
We going to move
like
on.
Like I said again, ain't no accident. You move on.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Come on, 31, 32 then.
31, Isaiah 37, 31, 32. And the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yagda, Judah, shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. 32. For out of the southern kingdom, Yagda, shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of the mount Yagda, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this.
So what is he saying? He letting you know that this thing is on Yagda Judah. So Yagda Judah, you got a special responsibility. So you see how this thing activated. And that's why it's so important about the Sabbath days, feast days, because Yahda Judah, they're like the prodigal son showed up yesterday out in Camp 1, you know, Brother Micaiah Israel.
Mm.
You see, and then you have to make sure you got time. That was so important about the Sabbath day. Especially when you know you're the lead tribe, you can't also look at your watch. Oops! No. It ain't no accident if you're from the tribe of Yahda Judah. You got to burn the midnight oil, and just like Brother Micaiah, the Protestant son, had lots to say, and that's a good thing. But that's what it's all about on these Sabbath days and these feast days. When you know who you are, because we got a big job ahead of us, but we got to put some more time in Yahweh's word. So that's the key. We got to make sure we got to make sure we put some time in this man's business, because this is Yahweh's business, is Yahda Judah's business. Because Yahda Judah was the one that was picked to do. And if you don't do it, it's not going to be done. That's the point we're making. See, the world can bump their gongs. The 11 tribes can bump their gongs. But according to Scripture, if Yahda Judah don't put the time in, it will not be done according to Scripture. That's very important. The seer might have something to say, and he knows we're supposed to say it too. You look around, and then you don't see nobody. You say, well, I hold that up. Mother E, let's see what it says in two lines of Jeremiah 44, verse 14. All I need is two lines. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 14. All I need is two lines. Give me two lines there, Mother E.
44 what? What verse?
Oh, Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah 44, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me two lines. All I need is two lines to work with.
Jeremiah 44, verse 14. So that none of the remnant of Yahda Judah, which are gone unto the land of Mizraim, the house of bondage, to sojourn there, shall escape. Are remnant that they should return into the land of Yahweh Judah to thee, which they have a desire to return to dwell there, but none shall return but such as shall escape.
Mm-hmm. I don't need but two lines. Give me two lines. Just give me two lines, because all I need is two lines there, Mother E. Just give me two lines about for what we've done. We precept that coming out of 37th chapter. So all I need is two lines there. Give me two lines there, Mother Eve.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 44, verse 14. So that none of the remnant of Yahweh Judah, which were gone into the land of Egypt, to sojourn it there.
Mm-hmm. So the one that was in captivity was Yahweh Judah, the lead tribe. And Yahweh Judah is the tribe that must understand they got to put time in this right here. You got to, if you know you wanted the elders of Yahweh Judah, and the elders come, what kind of way, Mother D. F. Israel? Let's see. Let's see what it says about this. Let's run to 1 Timothy. If you know you wanted the elders, you got to put some time into this. Because if you want your blessing, Yahweh gonna say, you got that wrist watch on? Yeah, what's up? Yah, you got to put time in this right here. Because Yahweh might have something to say. And first Timothy chapter 5. Look what it says here in verse 1-2. And 1-2, get down to verse number 19 and 20. Listen real good what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1-2, 19 and 20. Listen real good what it say. You on the clock there, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, 19 and 20. Verse 1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the young men as brethren. Verse 2, the elder woman as mother, the younger as sister, with all purity. Verse 19, again, an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
Another way of learning something. We learned that once you mother or father, elders, the one that is set up, you do not rebuke them. You don't correct them. You don't correct them. Now they just say it. You do not correct them. You, all of a sudden, if you don't understand something, the last thing you do is correct an elder. According to the book, that's the last thing you do. Well, I don't understand it. Then you go right there, tippy toes, with anointed leadership. He said, don't do it. Then he said to the elders that if that come, don't even entertain that lifestyle. If somebody call and now they want to rebuke an elder, he said, you do not even accept that phone call if that's what the conversation is about. Where is that at? Read verse 19 and 20. Watch what it say. See, you always find out something along the way of finding out something. And see, one thing about a seer's job is to lay things on the table. It tells you what not to do, but we do it anyway. Look what it says in verse 19 and 20.
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
Ain't that something? So it tells you now, if you know you one of the elders, male, mothers, fathers, male, female, or the six anointed camps, What you do not do is receive an accusation. Telephone ring. Mm-hmm. Ring, ring, ring. Who on the phone? Guess what such and such person do? I can't entertain that. You putting sin on my head. Click. You mean you're not going to listen to me tell you what I know? Why? It tells you that you can't do that. See, once we understand what how Yahweh has set up this thing. Now, this is Paul talking. Do you know how Paul received this message? Let's go to Galatians, Mother Eve. Let's show you that when Paul made this statement, let's find out what kind of credentials he got to make a statement like that, telling you at the great big temple, you're telling Timothy, Timothy, I'm getting you on your feet. The ones you anoint, make sure you clear, you teach them. Do not receive an accusation. If two or three witnesses is not around, do not receive it. Now, where did Paul get that, make such a bold statement like that? You must precept your Bible and see. So sometimes you be, your phone might ring. Like the international line is jammed all up. My telephone jammed all up because you got an accusation on the table. The seer cannot, that's why he, you got to call the other line. Be tied up. When you're trying to do D.F. Israel, help me, 37 chapter 15 to 22 of Ezekiel waiting on me. Now, when you're trying to do Yahweh's business according to the Bible, you must understand he got rules and regulations laid out in advance before they jumped out. So he said, if an accusation come to you about any elder, male, woman, or man, male or female, don't even receive it. So now it went, but if you receive it, it's because then you just want to hear, you just want to hear, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's not Yahwali. That's why you got to know the rules. Six and nine counts. You got to know the rules. And the rules, all the rules, is written in the Bible before you receive it. Now, Maria, now I forgot what I just said. Turn to, you got it. Whatever I said, what did I say?
You said Galatians. That's all you said, Galatians.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, chapter 1. Now we want to find out how did Paul, who is Paul to make a profound statement like that? Where he get that to tell Timothy, eyeball to eyeball, Timothy, do not receive an accusation once you anoint those after I anoint you and you anoint them, you let them know you do not receive an accusation, period. That's a bold statement. Let's see where Paul got that from. Let's see who Paul is to make a profound statement like that. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Listen good. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Let's find out how did Paul say such a profound statement. Let's see where he get it from. 15 and 16.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. In verse 16, but when I please Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his covenant grace, verse 16, reveal his son in me that I might teach him among the nation. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Ain't that something? Paul said, Yahweh formed him from the womb to tell Timothy, Titus, that don't receive an accusation from the elders. He said he was raised from the womb. Now, with all that power Paul had, Paul had, look what Paul did with all that power. Let me show you about how you become humble. Now, all that power Paul had, right? Yahweh was dealing with him directly. But watch what Paul did in verse number 18 and 19.
Okay. Galatians chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem, the southern king, to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. Verse 19. But others of the apostles fell out none, except James, the Yahweh's brother.
Ain't that something? With all that power Paul had, Paul still understood that Peter and James was the leaders. Peter was the leader, and James was after Peter. And with all that power, he came directly and let him know, them, Paul let Peter and James know exactly what he was working with. Now, we had a brother in the class, one of the six anointed camps. They get the big head. Can't no cold-blooded man teach me. Can't no cold-blooded man teach me. Where you getting that from? Leadership don't change. Yahweh ordained who to do what. Now, you got more leadership than Paul. Paul was ordained by Yahweh. But precept that to the 15th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of Acts. Let me show you how you precept that. The 15th chapter, 1 and 2. Now, Paul was raised from the womb, but he still understood one thing. Peter was the leader. James was his right-hand man. He still brought his lessons that what he was on and spread for them and worked it out with them. See, that's what's called the spirit you got to have when you're doing Yahweh's business, unless you're better than Paul. Paul was raised from the womb. Brother, hey, came from the class. You came to the six anointed camps. You sit down and broke bread with the six anointed camps. They got you on your feet to understand the word of Yahweh. Now, can't no cold-blooded man teach me. See? Get the big head. We don't watch time and time and time those that get the big head and break rank in leadership because they get the big head. And that's an error because that makes you greater than Paul. Now watch this. We're going to precept that to the 15th chapter of Acts, verse 1 and 2. Watch this.
Acts chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 2. And certain men which came down from Judea talked to brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small decision and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem, the southern kingdom, unto the apostles and elders about this question.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? See, that's how you precept your Bible. Anytime you don't understand something, the last thing you do is run them out. You go check with the leadership that's above you, then you do. You check with leadership that's above you. Now, Paul was working with Northern Kingdom. They ran into a little problem. So Paul said, him and Barnabas, they ran into a problem. He said, well, I know what to do with this. I'm going to take it to the one that's over me. I'm going to take it to the leadership that's over me about this question. So there go Paul and Barnabas going to the leadership that where Peter was at, and Peter was going to give him exactly what's going to be done. And Paul was raised from the womb. See, we can't keep on letting puffed up spirits get in the way of the Bible. Everything you do, it is a leadership somewhere. And you have to take it to leadership first. Then you line up with the Bible. Then Yahweh will give whoever in leadership the answer to tell you. And you both take it and run with it. Because you're done is the way the order's supposed to go. There's right there. And that's how you both do it. And we do it that way, you line up with Yahweh's word. Because it's all about Yahweh's word. Now, let's go to Ezekiel 37. Let me show you why. Because the seer has a great responsibility. Now, watch what the minister spirit says in verse 15. What does he say in verse 15?
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 15. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, verse 16.
Stop right there. Right there. So Ezekiel is saying, Ezekiel seer saying, the word of Yahweh came to him saying, look what Yahweh says in the 12th chapter, verse 31, 32 behind that. Matthew, Mother D of Israel, run over to, let's precept that and see what Yahweh says about just what you just got through reading. The word of Yahweh came to Ezekiel saying, precept that to the, whatever I said, verse
you
31,
said Matthew.
What I said.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what verse you said. I mean, what
you
chapter?
You got to be paying attention. See, when I be speaking, I'm speaking in the spirit. To run it, you got to be paying attention. I mean, I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. I've been forgotten. I'm going somewhere else now. 12:31-32.
Matthew chapter 12:31-32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blaspheming against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
I got to precept some more of that. Let's run to the book of Acts a minute. I got to get another precept out of that. So you see, we got to make sure, the six anointed camps, we got to make sure we got this down pat. And then the blessing's going to flow because we understand that we got to put whatever we think out of the way. We got to make sure that that responsibility is put on somebody else. If somebody is higher than you, make sure it's on them. And it's on them before it's on you. If you take it through the proper channels, it's not on you, because whatever answer they receive, you just don't got yourself a clean cut. I took it the way it's supposed to go to a higher leadership, and this is what they brought back, and that's the way it's going to be. See? So your hands is cleaned of it. But you got to make sure you do the channels of it to make it happen. See? Then you ain't got to worry about it because you made the move according to Scripture. Now, in the book of Acts, there, Mo D up Israel, look what it says in Acts. It makes a profound statement. And like I said, again, I be writing down just, I don't have nothing agenda. I just be writing down as it come to me, as he give it to me. Let's see what he says in the book of Acts, he makes a profound statement. Paul says something. He's telling some things in Acts 23, verse 2 and verse 5. That's what he says in Acts chapter 23, verse 2 and verse 5.
Acts chapter 23, verse 2 and verse 5. Verse 2. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Verse 5. Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of your people.
Ain't that something? You see what I'm just saying? So you never get excited. You never get excited. You see, the man just said, so Paul knew it was written that regardless if I don't understand something or whatever, the last thing I'm going to do is run them out.
Yeah.
It's right there. Now, let's see what else is written from in Exodus 22, verse 28. So, Sister Nona Caps, understand this thing, that you don't get excited. Always be having time to go over the scriptures with the brothers and sisters to understand that it is a protocol that cannot be broken. And it's the last thing you do is get excited with leadership. The last thing you do and put them on your level. Because they're not on your level. They've been chosen to be above your level. And that's what we're going to read by later on in lessons to come in number 16. Moses try to get away from this thing. Aaron didn't want no part of it. But the same token, Yahweh said, hey, I know what I'm doing. But then your point, brothers and sisters be on point. Then next thing you know, they get the big head. And they'll say, like the brother say, can't no cold-blooded man teach me. But they don't know when you say that. You out of order. Exodus 22:28. Listen to this.
Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. Thou shalt not revile the Yahweh, nor curse the ruler of your people.
Excellent. Now, come on back with verse, come on back in the 37th chapter and find out. When the mental spirit have made a profound statement, the mental spirit comes directly to the seer. And now he's with the seer in that verse 15. Now skip down to verse 16, Mother E. Listen to what he says. So whatever he say to the seer, that's the end of it. And if you blaspheme against him, you put a sin over your head. He said, if my mental spirit say something, and you got a problem with that, so be it. But guess what? Sin is over your head. Just that easy. That's why we got to teach. And that's why it's so important about these Sabbath days and these feast days to have time to teach. That is your responsibility, especially in anointed leadership. Have time to teach. Or the blood would not be on your hands. And make the decision according to the Bible and call it a day. Mother E, pick it up at verse number 37, verse 16. Let's read about 3-4 verses. Come on.
Exodus.
Yeah, no, Ezekiel. 37.
Ezekiel
37. Mother already read verse 15, so we clear about the minister spirit. Give me 16 through 19 and Mother D up Israel have me 20 to 22 waiting on me. Ezekiel 37, 16 through 19 clock, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 16 through 19. Verse 16. Moreover, the Son of Man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Yahweh Judah and for the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, his companions.
Hold on.
Back up. Step out that mother Z. We just went over that now. Moreover, the Son of Man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Yahweh Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions.
Now, who is Judah? There you go. Come on.
Levi and Benjamin. Okay. Levi and Benjamin.
Excellent, mother. So the companion you're talking about is I am Benjamin. See, we gotta draw the picture so plain, especially on this national radio broadcast. This is talking about that the word of Yahweh told Ezekiel, you go find Judah, the lead tribe, and his companion. And Judah's companion is two tribes, Levi and Benjamin. So that's right. The companion of Southern. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the family of Israel, the northern kingdom, his companion.
Excellent. And that's how you bring it. Excellent, Mother Eve. So listen. So now all the rest of the tribes is northern kingdom up on the Ephraim. That is the top of the line leadership. So anything that the nine tribes or whatever they have, when they got a problem, they got to take it directly to Ephraim, because Ephraim carries that responsibility. And when Ephraim passed what will be done, it's no longer on the ones that's up on the Ephraim. It's up on Ephraim. So whatever decision he makes, that's the end of it, because if he wrong with it, he gonna take the blame before you did, because they did the proper leadership. The nine tribes went to Ephraim. They followed Ephraim. The nine tribes that followed Ephraim. Mm-hmm. Remember, in his companion, nine tribes or whatever, nine tribes, you're right, nine tribes. Because the other two, them three right there, thank you. Thank you. Correct. Yeah, that's right. So Benjamin and Levi was with the southern, so that's three there. So three and nine, the nine tribes that followed him. So whatever they came up with a problem, they had to go directly to him. And he got to take the responsibility of it. So once you are working the channel of it, he said, okay, well, that's what you said at the end of it. Because one thing about it, when he passed that whooping down, he's going to get to you first. Because I went the right way to you, Ephraim, and said something to you about this right here. And you said this is the way to go. That's the end of it. Now, where are we at? We're in verse, what, we read 16? Verse 17 through 19.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 17. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand, Ezekiel's hand.
That's right.
18. And when the children of the people shall speak unto thee, saying, will thou not show us what thus meanest by thee? Verse 19. Say unto them, Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, the northern kingdom, and the tribe of Israel, the northern kingdom, his followers, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yahweh Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand.
That's how they're going to get in Yahweh's hand, after Ezekiel put the two sticks together. So Yahweh said, I'm not going to accept that until you put it together. So it's a great responsibility on the seer. And one thing about it, if the seer wrong, it ain't on you, it's on him. Because I'm telling him the proper. So if the seer is wrong, what did he say and do? All these tribes right here, they said, look here, this is what the seer said. And we follow the leadership. Okay, I'm going to take care of him because he didn't do book. So what, keep that in your mind. Always the one in, you know, just like when you got a family, when your little kid take a rock and throw it and hit the window and knock somebody went out throwing rocks. The little kid ain't responsible for that, him hitting that rock, although he the one did. The parents is. And that's exactly the way the Bible is. So if we understand that the leadership role must make the proper decision, the blood is on the leadership hand. And matter of fact, we ain't gonna even read this tonight there, Mother D up Israel. Back up and turn to 3:17-21 and give me a closing statement. Ezekiel 3:17-21. Be clear how the Bible works. So once you've done the proper channels, it don't worry about it. Ezekiel 3:17-21, what it says.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17-21. Verse 17. Mm-hmm. Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore, hear the words at my mouth and give them warning from me. 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his or her life, the same wicked man or woman shall die in his or her sin, but his or her blood will I require at thine hand. 19. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he or she turn not from his or her wickedness, neither from his or her wicked way, he or she shall die in his or her sin. But thou hast delivered your soul. 20. Again, when a righteous man or woman do turn his from his or her righteousness and commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before them, he or she shall die, because thou hast not given him her warning. He or she shall die in his or her sins and his or her righteousness, which he or she has done, shall not be remembered, but his or her blood will I require at thine hand.
So you see that? So once make a statement, it's not on you anymore. If they said this is the way, it's up to say, okay, wait. That's the way you call it. That's the end of it. Because whatever happened is on your hand first. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's get it again tomorrow, but on the proper time. You on the clock for your clothes. Come on.
Ezekiel 37, verses 4 verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, thou knowest. Hallelujah.
Close and statement, you're on the clock. It's time, you're on the clock to get back on tomorrow. You come up.
Thank you, praising Yahweh, for another class, another lesson. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for this year. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for each and every one of the members. Hallelujah.
Excellent. And we'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tomorrow, because all feast days on the network is 7 o'clock. And remember, all the camps is open. Meet and greet your brothers. That's what you got to do once you know who you are. Put time in. Meet and greet your brothers to help them for the time to come. We'll catch you tomorrow night for some more B-O-T-T-Y, and Yahweh be with you all.